بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة رواه الطبراني. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says that من أحيا سنتي whoever revives my way فقد أحبني then definitely he loves me and whoever loves me he will be with me in Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that in the hereafter in Jannah, the general rule is a person will be with who he loves. Now of course the greatest honor, the greatest feat on the day of judgment in the hereafter is that a person is with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a desire of every single mu'min. And to do that, a person needs to have a love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the rule is, you will be with whom you love. But I have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a claim. This is a claim. And every claim requires evidence. That love is something which is inside, it's not visible. So what is the evidence? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning the evidence in this hadith. He says that whoever revives my way, whoever's lifestyle is like my lifestyle. The first part of that is he follows Sharia, of course, because that was the most important part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. But beyond that, whatever he is doing, but in terms of clothing, he strives to look at, you know, what was my style in terms of clothing. In terms of appearance, dress, beard, hair, moustache, he strives to think, what was my appearance? What was my life, my style? In terms of food, in terms of drink. He goes for work, he's an employee, he's an employer. Unfortunately, in our head, when the word sunnah is mentioned, then what comes to mind? Sunnahs of wudu, sunnahs of eating, sunnahs of sleeping, and maybe a few more. My way means my entire way of life. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire way of life has been preserved. That is not restricted to these few actions. That is restricted, that has aspects, whether you are in the masjid, whether you are at home, whether you are in the workplace, whether in your car traveling. Yes, because you and I, we lack knowledge. So that's why we don't know these things. So if a person wants to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will have to have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love which is backed up by evidence. And what is the evidence? That his lifestyle becomes in line with the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we want to do that, then if we want to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, then we need to do this. Number one, strive to follow Sharia. And number two, beyond that, whatever we do, whether it is big or small, try to find out what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's method of doing it and do it accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us myself and thereafter always the topic to practice with us.